Charlie Johnson, Johnson, dated 1/21/26. Date of birth is 10/11/52. This is a face-to-face evaluation, period. The patient was seen for the sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. This face-to-face is for the period of 12/11/25 to 2/8/2026, period. Charlie is my... ...73-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with heart failure, period. Charlie is thin. Charlie is weak. He's lost more weight. His MAC is at 23 centimeter. He has what's known as cardiac cachexia with chronic pedal edema consistent with his heart failure, period. He also has hypertensive heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, COPD, chronic pain, peripheral vascular disease, history of disc disorder, urinary tract infection, recurrent, and dependence on supplemental oxygen, period. At the time of evaluation, Charlie had a blood pressure of 140 over 98. O2 side was at 90%, room air with a pulse of 101, and a respiration rate of 20, period. As I mentioned, his MAC is at 23 centimeter with weight loss and cardiac associated with weight loss and cardiac cachexia. He's ADL dependent, period. He's short of breath at rest and definitely with activity, period. He wears diapers. He is bowel and bladder incontinent. He belongs to New York Heart Association class 4. He's sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day now. He has bouts of confusion, although today he's oriented to person, place, and time. Bouts of confusion per caretaker, although today he's oriented to person, place, and time, period. His activity level is very diminished because of his shortness of breath. Patient also requires NIP treatments with albuterol and Atrovent at least 4 times a day. Notes indicate that his his oxygen saturation sometimes goes in the 80s. He continues to have pitting edema, most likely because of his CHF. And mild tachycardia because of his COPD and pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure. He has lost tremendous amount of muscle mass with generalized weakness. Shows both decline mentally and physically. He requires pain medication around the clock to keep his pain under control. His pain is worse with any type of movement, he states. Overall prognosis remains poor for Charlie, given natural progression of his disease. He most likely cannot live past 6 months and continues to be appropriate for receiving hospice at home. Thank you.